The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Summer is a time for excitement, so go ahead and switch things up with a new recipe from HelloFresh. With pre-measured ingredients and easy-to-follow directions, it's never been easier to try something new. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code SIP12 at HelloFresh.com/SIP12.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome
to
a
quickie.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, we're trying something new today. This is going to be just a little in and out job. A little taster-roo.
We're just going to see, and let us know if you like it, if you like the shorter vibe.
If you're new here, this is just a little sample sip.
Do you like long and strong or short?
And sippy snappy.
And snappy.
Yeah. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
I almost took over your whole life there.
In the way that I take over Ben as my son.
Yes. I am you and Ben is of you.
Yes, which actually is very funny if you think about that. Then he's still your son if you're me.
Yeah, it all
works
all
out.
It all comes out in the wash. Yep. You're the only person who loses everything.
I lose my life. I lose my pretend son. I lose my best friend because now she's me. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, there's always winners and losers. You know?
Can't win them all, you know?
In the way things shake out. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the deal. We got a few hangover topics, and then we're going to dive into some two sips, and then we're done.
And then we're out.
And we're out. So
in and out job.
In and out job. So I left a lot of you. We've gotten some messages on this because we teased that we had gotten an update on that. And this is quite an update. But then, so there was a woman who had called us the day her husband had left her.
Cheated.
Oh,
he left her
husband
in
10 years
out.
Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't leave. And he was actually comforting her.
Out. Yes.
Yeah. And so she provided an update. And then I was like, oh, I have this update and I'm sitting on it, but you guys are never going to hear it.
Right. And then you stood by that. You're never going to hear it.
I forgot
fact,
about it.
She's not going to update us now.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it and
so we
let's
saw the
request. Decided.
No. Okay, I can't wait. All right.
Hey, Ash and Call, it's Jasmine. I'm the one who called you after I found out my husband of 10 years cheated on me. Thank you so much for responding to my voicemail. It felt surreal hearing your thoughts. I had made my decision, so because we had gotten to it late, you know. Uh-huh. She said, I had made my decision, but I hope my story either helped someone or brought comfort. And it did. I will say there's actually a couple other emails from folks. There's one I will read after this. All these months later, it definitely brought me comfort.
Wait, it was literally months? Wow, we sucked.
Oh, I guess. Oops.
All these months later, years and years have gone by. Okay. We are on top of it.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay. Okay. So here's the update. Because we had asked questions. So she's responding to questions. She said this is a little lengthy. So I'm going to kind of go through this a little bit quicker. She said we had no children. So because that was one of the questions. That definitely made taking care of myself a little easier. My husband is a musician and he came from a music tour. Remember? Okay. We weren't sure.
So right. Like, was not, he in Iraq or like military or? Yeah.
Yeah. Music tour, not military.
Okay.
She wrote, I decided to stay. Those 2 weeks he was gone was probably the most difficult, challenging weeks of my life. The time alone is now what I realize I needed. But at the time, I felt devastated and abandoned. Mm. At the time, I wanted him to quit music and tour to take care of me. Mm. I'm glad he did not do that now because I needed to be able to take care of myself. Wow. Ashley mentioned something like, this is the start of your new life. There has been an identity change, and I cannot put enough emphasis on that. It's true. It did feel like a death to our old marriage. Mm. In some ways, as strange as this might sound, I feel like it's what I needed to wake up. I actually think he needed it too.
Wow.
A little backstory. We both grew up extremely religious. We were virgins when we got married. We've known each other since I was probably 8 and became best friends as teenagers. We were friends before we fell in love. We quickly became best friends. I knew marriage to him was what I wanted. I've always known it. I still don't doubt my choice, but I think it was always a little more difficult for my husband. We truly always loved each other and our friendship was solid, but as a musician, he watched a lot of people just have fun with sexual encounters, lots of flirtation. I think he might have always wondered what it would have been like to experience that because we were only 18 and 20 when we got married. My husband also has a history of depression and anxiety, not an excuse, but a factor. When I decided to stay, I told him it would only happen if we both went to individual therapy and got together marriage counseling. It has been tough. Lots of tears and fights, but also a lot of wake-up calls and light bulb moments. He also went to a psychiatrist and turns out he needed a new medication. We both have a lot more fun in our marriage now, which is weird. I think because of our religious background, we were holding back for some crazy reason. Having fun sexually with each other always felt maybe a little bad, but since he cheated, our sex life has actually improved so much. We've let go of inhibitions we might have had. I know it sounds weird to be married for 10 years and not realize we were having watered down sex, but it was happening. Therapy has been amazing. I did not like it at all at first, but now I'm realizing so many of the dots are connecting. I don't think either one of us is healed. I imagine it's a lifelong process, but it's interesting to see these kinds of patterns and realize where the trauma started and came from. I also, and this is almost, we're almost done here. This is a solid update. I've also noticed a huge change in myself. I don't know how to put it into words, but it's almost like I've experienced the worst kind of hurt, so I don't give a crap anymore. I simply don't care what people think. I find myself lighter, laughing more, being more authentic and true to myself, feeling more empathy and having better interactions with strangers even. I've always been a loud and opinionated woman, but I felt apologetic about it before. I don't anymore. This is me. I've had my body image issues. That's something I've been working on too. Cheating's never okay, and I'm not sure I'll ever get over it. I hope one day our marriage can be even better than it's ever been. Unfortunately, 10 years of trust was broken, so it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild. I'm hopeful that we're in the right direction, but despite all of that, I think it's what I needed. Weird, right? Anyways, love you girls. Hope this wasn't confusing. Sometimes I have a hard time processing my thoughts. Feel free to share. Well, good, because we already have.
Yep.
And hopefully this just helps answer some of your questions. Oh, this is a great P.S. I got the cocktail box. Best decision ever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what? I would be very interested in hearing from listeners who've had like marriages from when they were really young. Yeah. And maybe they're each other's only sexual partners, and just like hearing about those, because I have a very close friend who separated from her husband a couple of years ago, but they were in essentially, and I can't share, because of several dynamics and how they grew up, they kind of had like an arranged marriage, but not fully arranged. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, and they were each other's only sexual partners. And like it had reached a point of like, in order to grow as individuals, it was like they both realized we've got to separate.
Wow.
You know, because we never had a choice.
Yeah.
And now we're choosing to not be together, but they're like still friends.
Wow.
And anyway, there's like so many. I'm so glad we got the backstory. Because there's so many interesting things in that. And I'm really, Jasmine, I'm really happy. Like, I don't know, like, I don't care about the outcome. That sounds, it's like I do, but what I care in, I don't care about the outcome of the marriage, whether you had stayed or gone, because I don't judge either way. I care that you're happy and that you're doing well and that you're making like empowering choices for you. I'm also very happy to hear that you guys are like therapy, marriage, like getting like good, helpful progress towards making you a stronger you and him a stronger him. And then who knows what the outcome will be 5 years from now. But like, this is very, it felt very honest and vulnerable and transparent, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. That's what I would say too, is like more than any, what I get more out of that is just seems like you're in a very good headspace, like very mature and grounded in the whole thing. I'm sure maybe there's still waves and stuff of difficult times, and I imagine that would be totally normal, but happy that you guys are happy. And I don't remember if we talked about it then, but we do know someone who went through a cheating thing. She was cheated on, and they came out totally stronger on the other side. It was like, it actually was probably what needed to happen for them too.
Yeah.
So totally believe that, you know, accidents can happen and that you can recover from it.
So we got another, this is from a Soul Sipper. So if you don't know what that is, they are folks who also subscribe to our Friday episodes over on Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. That's how you get Friday episodes in addition to the ones here. So this is from a Soul Sipper who requested that this be anonymous. But she said, so on Tuesday's episode, you said you had a hangover from the girl who called in after finding about her husband of 10 years cheating, but then you never finished that story, and I'm dying over here. I've had her on my mind ever since you played her call because I'm going through the same thing. I'm hoping that hearing her follow up will help me find comfort in my decision and not feel so alone. If you choose to read this on the pod, I hope she hears this. This is not your fault, and you deserve happiness no matter what choice you made. Work on finding peace in whatever decision that is, and get rid of anyone in your life who doesn't back you up fully. I love that.
Squad coming out for the squad, man.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. Yeah.
You know, that's not even the end of it. It's like, I think we've gotten... I have a bunch of two sips, and whatever we don't get through here, because this is a quick sip, guys. This is a down and dirty. This, we're just rolling in the sheets, okay? Mile High Club
Loosey
today.
Goosey.
But there's undoubtedly going to be like stuff we've got to cover on Friday, because there's a lot of two sips
on
that
Patreon.
Have come in recently.
Good. Yeah. Guys, I would honestly like to add another tier on Patreon of just two sips. Like I would, would be, so if you guys could just inundate us with every question you've ever had, that'd be great.
Oh my God. I just got goosebumps because I'm going to read another update. Cause remember we asked for updates.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was an update to one of the ones we answered where she was pregnant and unsure.
Okay.
She said, this is like a recap from a question we took back in 2020. I just found out I'm pregnant. I'm not sure how to feel. My husband and I were not sure we wanted kids, and now I'm emotional. I feel excited, sad, and nervous, and all the gamut of emotions. So that was quick and dirty of like what we had. And she said, Ash and Call, love the idea of two sips update and wanted to share an update for you. I submitted a question or topic last April about being nervous about finding out I was pregnant with my husband when my husband and I were sure we weren't sure we wanted kids. Uh-huh. Here's a picture of our little guy we had in December. He's so cute. I want to tell you both how appreciative I was and still am after your response. Your excitement for us and words of encouragement and congratulations meant so much. I agree with Ash when she said it was the best thing I have done in my whole life. His name is Easton. He's adorable.
I love that name. Congrats. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I shared this when we answered hers, but we weren't sure if we were going to keep Revy. Did I share that publicly?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, we really weren't, did not think we wanted, like, it was so weird because we got pregnant before Rev and miscarried. And then with that miscarriage, it was like, okay, that proof that for sure we want kids. But then a year went by and we sort of got back into our life. And then I had major back issues and I had an MRI when I was pregnant and didn't know it. And found out I was pregnant the day before we went to the Dominican Republic. And I talked to my doctor about it. Like, I don't know if we're going to keep, like, what does this mean? Cause I was on this back medication that they said was not safe for pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And when I went off of it in the first pregnancy, I wasn't able to basically walk for 6 months, at least without pain. And so then they I was actually hoping that they were going to say it's not safe. And then I would say, okay, well then I'm not going to have the baby. Turns out everything works out exactly as it's supposed to. And gosh, it is the best. Rev's here and Easton's here.
Okay. We're going to take a 2 sips. Hey, Ash and Call. I'm just skimming this, that this is a, one of our listeners just had a little girl, Lou, who is 3 months, almost 4. I do too. Our doctor is still saying to not have anyone around her in a closed environment who are not vaccinated. P.S. This was just from 2 days ago. Okay. So we're super on
it. Look at us.
My husband and I are vaccinated and most of our family is, but there are some family members/friends who aren't and have asked to meet her. I have been pretty straightforward and said that we are taking our doctor's guidance in this, but sometimes the guilt kicks in. How would or do you go about navigating this?
Guilt? What guilt? I mean, here's the thing. The guilt is what? I want them to meet her. Well, they're going to, but not until it's safe. I would 100% feel, instead of, I feel bad for them not being able to meet her, think this is the right thing to do for my daughter. Like, there should be no guilt, because what would be awful, because what they have shown with this new Delta, I know this is going to ruffle feathers because not everyone believes in COVID and all of this, thinks it's a hoax. She's going to be around again, God willing, for a very long time, and they'll meet her at some point. I just think you got to do what's right by her right now. She can't do it for herself. And they have no immune system when they're first born. So that's why we were as locked down as we were, was because of our kids during regular COVID. So
this brings up a broader topic too, of when you have a new baby, boundaries in general. I've seen things I remember as a new mom, I thought about when we would have guests coming over, dropping off meals and stuff, about putting just a sign up to make it really easy. Not a sign, but right on the entryway that's or sanitizer. We definitely had sanitizer out, but it was hey, could you use some, Yeah. 'Cause when they're just so new, there's just a lot of things. And we'd be at the grocery store and strangers would reach their hands in, because little babies are so cute. They're little magnets, but people forget, And I've seen even people put signs on the carriers of please don't touch me, I'm new or something. And it's not even just the COVID vax. It's probably a lot of vaccinations. Your little girl hasn't had yet. And I was really nervous about that when Ben was really little, of just he's in a world where he's totally vulnerable to everything. Mm-hmm. At a much higher degree than other people, even just a cold or
anything.
RSVs going around. There's lot of stuff that could be really scary for little tiny, babies. And to Ashley's point, it's very empowering at this part of your life, because it's you get to call the shots. You are who your baby depends on.
Right.
And it doesn't really matter what other people say or what their judgment is. But you get to create those boundaries. And maybe it's like, yeah, let's meet outside. And, you know, you can't hold her because we're taking, these are the decisions that we've made, but let's, you can like see her, you know, yeah. But just, it's whatever, I mean, you decide.
Yeah.
It's whatever you decide.
There were a
decide.
Lot of people, but grandparents who didn't meet their kids for a year, their grandkids for a year. You know, there's tons of people that went this whole last year without meeting. And I feel like it's totally fine to do a distance meeting or just not. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she is very fragile right now, COVID or no COVID, like newborns.
Yeah.
I remember when Rev was born, the doctor said it so flippantly. And she was like, she said like the first 8 weeks were really severe. She's like, you know, if they get sick within like the first 6 to 8 weeks of their life, you know, they gotta be, they're usually hospitalized and spinal tap, the whole nine. She just said it like so. And I was like terrified then of really getting anything. And I remember my grandma, she was like 90 at the time, found out she had a cold. I guess, when was that? It might have been Mother's Day. And so Rev was probably 6 months, and I actually like felt super uncomfortable. And my sweet, adorable grandma ended up leaving the Mother's Day party because I felt so uncomfortable about having my newborn around any sort of cold. I didn't want to risk anything.
Totally.
So
I'm trying to find a voicemail really quick. Okay. This is more of like a rant. No, I'm going to play that one over on Patreon because it's not really a two sips.
Okay.
Hold on. All right. This is from Jessica. Rips in men's jeans. Thoughts?
I don't know if I have any. Fine, I guess. I don't think I would. I don't know. It just depends on the man, I guess. Like, yeah. I think if John wore ripped jeans, I'd be like,
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know if I'm down.
But I also see him like on gay men. Looks fab.
Yeah, what, true.
You know,
true,
or
true,
like
true,
metro
true.
Men. I'm like, cool. Like you pull, that's your style. You wear it well. I think if John did it, it might look a little like I'm trying too hard or something. Or it just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be his, what I'm used to. But I'd have a very strong opinion about like jean cargo shorts or like cargo shorts in general. But rips and jeans.
I just Googled ripped jeans men.
Uh-huh.
Just so I could get a visual. And I think I'm a hard out in all cases.
Okay, hold on.
Because I'm scrolling through. I've looked at maybe, I don't know, 50 pictures. I don't see a single one I like.
No, I like this. I think it looks super hip and like this, right. There's this one from Shein. This guy's grabbing his crotch. He looks like that looks super hip. Like this guy's probably, you know, I don't think I want to have anything to do with that guy. He screams douche, but he looks hip. Like he's got style.
All right. This is what you call a two sip split.
Uh-huh. House divided here.
Two sip split. All right. Here we go. Got the voicemail I was looking for. This is going to be second to last.
Hey guys, this is Lexi. I have like a what would you do kind of question. So back in October, I was doing a running program and we have a neighbor a couple blocks away. She's super nice. We know her pretty well. Honestly, she works at our liquor store that we go to often. So she's so nice though, but she has these dogs and they are usually fenced up and they're kind of, they like bark every time I go by. But I was running back in October and at like 5:30 a.m. and she was halfway in her car and her two of the dogs were outside and they started charging at me. Well, since she was right there, she stopped them obviously and was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were out here. It's so early in the morning. And then fast forward to yesterday, I was on a walk on the completely other side of the street from the house. Her two nephews were outside playing. The door was wide open. And I think she was inside or in the backyard or something. And I like made eye contact with a dog. And then I kept walking and I was almost past the house. But all of a sudden, like the two of them charged at me, jumping on me, barking at me. They left a pretty good like bite mark, scratch mark on my arm. And she came out after I screamed and, you know, got them. She's apologizing. She Snapchatted me and apologized again, and it was her birthday, so I was like, happy birthday, by the way. I don't know. I have so much empathy, and my boyfriend is not. He is hot pissed. Going to contact the sheriff today and get the sheriff to, you know, give them a warning or put the dog down. My question is, would you want them to put the dog down, or what would you do in that situation? Because I don't want the dogs to be put down, and they're the ones that attacked me. Thanks. Love listening to you guys. Bye.
Whoa.
It got extreme real quick there.
I feel like that's a little, based on the way that you're describing it, it feels a little bit excessive. No, a lot excessive to me to put a dog down. I think she needs to be able to have control of her animals for sure. Like, there should be some sort of, hey, if this happens again, we're going to take them from your home or something like that. Like, you can't, because it sounds like now this happened a couple of times where she does not have, well, it does sound like she's able to recall them when, then she needs to not have her door open. She needs to not have them standing outside because people can walk by at any time. But I don't, it doesn't sound like, if they were like attacking you and she couldn't get them off, and like, then I would be like, okay, something, you know, maybe the dog's not well. But I feel like that's an owner error for sure. And dogs don't want to, they're protective, but only if they feel like they have to be, because their owner doesn't make them feel safe. So, I don't think they need to be put down, but I do think probably she should be told, like, you can't just apologize and not have control over, like, you need to be able to manage your dogs. That's not, especially if they're aggressive like that. Like, a lot of dogs bark when someone walks by the house. I would say 90% of dogs bark when there's activity outside. But if then they are aggressive, no. Then yeah. you don't get to just, like, be willy-nilly about it with your door open and, like, that's... You have to have some more responsibility, I think.
I definitely don't think the dog should be put down, but I definitely think there needs to be a serious recourse, because this is like bad dog owner stuff, real bad.
Yeah.
And thank God this was the worst that happened. Like,
right.
Because I'm thinking, like, what if it was a little kid who walked by?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, I'm thinking, like, you've got aggressive dogs who are not contained, who are charging people.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if this is true in the animal world, but I feel it's like first time a dog comes after you, it's like a warning. It's like, and after that, they're like, I don't know if this is true, but it's like, I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah.
Like, where there's that thing. And so I would see if there's a way you can engage, like, I don't know what that looks like a report or like report the incident so that it has to be communicated to her. And there has to be some sort of like community. I don't know if it's the police or something. I don't think they're going to definitely reiterate, you do not think the dog should be put down. Like, I don't think that's like the thing that they do, but I'm sure there's going to be some sort of like official warning, something that is documented, so that like if this were to happen again, maybe there's like a fine or like serious, like she needs to know it's serious. Like, yeah. This owner, this is the second time it's happened. It's aggressive, and it could be like deadly to a young person.
Right. And it sounds like she's like, who wrote or who did this call is very kind about, like, the fact that, you know, her dog's kind of attacked you and then you were like, oh, happy birthday, by the way, you know, like, so you might be someone that feels kind of bad, like, well, I don't want her to get in trouble, but it's like, to Call's point, it could be a little person that wouldn't be able to withstand that.
Well, and then the dog would definitely have to be put down if they like seriously injured someone. And so you're actually protecting the dogs too by it'd be a wake up call so that this like protects the dogs and future people. Okay. Yeah. We're not going to take all of these, but we're going to end on my favorite person, Aaron, who is a listener who wrote in and gave us the best random questions.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to answer some of them and then we'll take the rest over on Patreon. These are rapid fire and it's how we're going to end this. When you get home from vacation, do you unpack right away or let it sit? Unpack right away.
Let it sit.
First word that comes to mind.
What?
First word that
comes to mind was what?
Juice. What'd you say?
What?
What's, I said juice.
Word? Oh, you said, I said what?
Okay.
What is my, who's on what? First? What's on second?
Okay. Ice cream in a cone or dish?
Dish.
If your meal comes out warm, not hot, at a restaurant, do you suck it up or send it back? Hot take. I like my things warm, not hot.
I would suck it up because I don't want to wait while everyone else is eating. I would just eat it. But if it's cold, problem. Then I would send it back.
Favorite age you've ever been so far?
No.
Yeah, same. Double dipping thoughts, yes or no? Yes.
Yep.
Would you rather give gifts or receive them? Receive?
Give. Neither. I don't want to give or receive.
Shower water temperature from 1 to 10. 10
scalding.
Being the hottest.
Really? Sun. Hotter than the sun. Yeah.
Okay, I'm like
I want third degree burns every time I shower.
Six. Polka dots or stripes?
Stripes. Stripes.
Typing or writing? Typing.
Typing for most things. Journaling, I like to write.
Least favorite doctor to go to? Dentist, eyeball doctor, gynecologist.
Vagina. Person. Yeah. Gynecologist.
Yeah. One type of alcohol for the rest of your life between liquor,
tequila.
Beer, or wine? Okay, liquor. I'd say wine. Biggest addiction?
Internet. Social media.
Sugar. Internet. That's really good. Okay, one thing
right? It's like my cell phone. Yeah. Just my cell phone in general. I don't go anywhere without it. I don't pee without my cell phone. It's actually a bad situation.
Same. One thing you wish you could smash and disappear forever has to be a physical object, not something such as hate or crime. One thing wish you could smash.
What are they called? What are those little guys that are in my house? Scorpions.
Oh, the scorpions.
I want to abolish them.
I would say bees, but I don't actually want them to die. I just, because they would like be detrimental to the planet, but I'm just about
honeybees,
like, a fear.
But like all wasps, the ones with the dangly things, those should be smashed and obliterated.
Yeah. And this coming, I like don't actually want them gone, but just like not in my orbit. You know what I mean?
I want them gone. I don't want them in anyone's orbit.
Campaign slogan if you were running for president?
Drinks on me.
Oh, I like that one a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
The other one, put it on my tab. I kind of like that because, you know, if people like are, you know, pissed about anything, I'm like, put it on my tab. Or if they love it, I'm like, yeah, also get in line, put it on my tab. Let's go get a celebratory drink together. I like that better. Put it on my tab would be my slogan.
Okay. I like that too. We'll be running together. So.
Well, I mean, I will be running mates.
What's your favorite feature about yourself?
Do you think this is personality or physical?
Well, I don't know. We get to
decide. I like my self. I like that I was going to say authenticity, and it wasn't always this way. So I like that I am comfortable being who I am.
Yeah.
That's just so freeing for me. I just love this is how I get, this is who I am and you get to judge me and I don't care.
I think the favorite thing about myself is I am a kid at heart.
Mm.
And I genuinely, I feel like I'm very genuine.
What's your should we do it about each other? I think my favorite thing about you is it might be a twofer, but I do feel like your hype girl status might be like that you are, you know what I mean? It's like, have you ever seen that meme that's like a dog is down to sell, like they don't know where they're going, but it's the best ride ever. They don't know like what they're excited about, but they're in. Like if anything you want to do, they are in. And I feel like that's your energy. It's just like, yeah, no, I mean, I'm always down to party. I'm down to celebrate. I'm your hype girl. Feel like that's a really fun thing about you.
I love that you're unafraid and honest, which like a lot of people can be fearful about being honest, but like you're unafraid to like confront your own like thoughts, feelings, life decisions. You're unafraid about saying things that you really feel and confronting those. And I admire that deeply. Mm. And it's very, very like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like liberating.
Magical, wonderful, amazing, incredible.
Yeah. Okay. Elevator or stairs to any floor above the third? Elevator.
That's not a good question.
Why?
I think if she said any floor below the 10th or something, because I would take the stairs up to the 10th floor, but I'm not taking it to the 31st floor. It's like over three. It really should be an under thing for me. I'll take stairs up to the top. I hate elevators.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah. Well, wow. I don't hate him as much now as I used to, but I used to be very claustrophobic. So like airplane bathrooms, elevators. And now I've ridden enough of them where I feel like, and I've never been, I mean, God, knock on wood, never been stuck, but generally I won't take the risk if I don't have to.
All right, Erin, that was awesome. Hit us up with more, you
those
guys.
Those were so good.
Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. And you can sip with us always.
Yeah.
We love you.
Never, never can't not sip with us is how it goes.
And you can sip with us always. And we will see you,
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.